If you've ever tried to do anything by reading the directions and ended up confused, you'll appreciate a new book, Wordless Diagrams. In it, there are drawings that show you everything from how to hang a picture to repair pesky pet scratches on furniture, even how to perform a facelift. Wordless Diagrams is the brainchild of Nigel Holmes. He spent much of the past 2 decades coming up with graphic explanations for tasks, drawings that you can actually understand. Nigel Holmes joins us now from our New York bureau. Welcome.
Hello.
So why leave out the words on these pictures?
Most of my work has been of diagrams that have included words. I just wanted to see what would happen to the understanding of the diagram if I actually took all the words out. Actually, it started out as a much more serious book than this.
What was your intent?
Well, the intent was to do a collection of diagrams that were not all serious subjects, like how to fold a T-shirt isn't exactly serious, but it's not funny either. The more I was doing it, the more I thought it needed a bit more humor. And so I did some frankly silly things like how to program your VCR. I could read you an excerpt from that if you like.
Sure, lovely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
32, 33, 34, 35. That's just a short excerpt.
You've got one at the beginning all the way to, let's see, number 72 is falling off the page.
Right. Well, I can't program a VCR, and I think that's one that is actually impossible to do.
But you've got other drawings here that are literally. You've got, for example, how to kiss people hello from different countries. Pictures
right.
of faces with little hearts on one cheek or both cheeks or the mouth, as in Russia.
Right, that's right. I think that one's a fairly straightforward one. I like the New York one, which is air kisses. They don't touch the face at all. They go off the side.
You explain how you can take orange or lemon peel, dry it in the sun, and put
right.
it in your clothing drawers.
And then you don't have to use any chemicals. It really works.
So that's a nice idea. But there's other things that some people might already know. I mean, how to get a spider out of your room. Well, okay, you put the jar over it and drag it out.
I'm a graphic designer interested in making pictures. And I liked that spider. So to be honest with you, I wanted to include it in the book somehow. And there are some people who would use a different method to get a spider out of the room, which is to stamp on it and
clean
kind
up the
of
mess.
Sweep it out. Right, make a mess. And so this is a humane way to do it, or a spiderane way to do it.
Okay, what about the diagram for how a facelift is performed?
Well, I used to work at Time magazine, and I had to do a diagram of Betty Ford's facelift. So I remembered that and went back and did a bit more research and found out what the surgeon does is relatively simple. And they stick these things like tongue depressors underneath your skin, having made a little slit, and kind of separate the skin and then just yank it backwards and sew it up.
So this is for the morbidly curious.
This is for the morbidly curious, as is how to cremate a body.
How did you decide what diagrams to do in this book?
Oh, they were just things I wanted to do and were doable. There were others that I tried that I couldn't get to work, like how to sail a ship into the wind, which is a principle that I don't really kind of believe works, although I can see it working. And it needed too much complication to get it into this relatively small format that this book is. So I didn't do that one.
What makes a good graphic?
Simplicity, I think. I think a lot of graphics are too complicated, or the designer maybe thinks that if the subject is complicated, the diagram should look complicated. And I think the other way. I try to clarify things by simplifying them, not dumbing them down, but simplifying them.
Nigel Holmes is the author of Wordless Diagrams. Thank you so much.
Thanks for asking me.
Examples of Holmes's wordless diagrams are at our website, npr.org.